In this episode, Michelle and I check in at the Brix Boutique Hotel in Frankfurt to explore the vital, yet sometimes underestimated, phase of every LEGO Serious Play workshop, the skills building. But why is this phase so much more than just an introduction? And what actually happens when facilitators skip it, in the name of saving time? Together, we walk you through the core exercises that ease participants into the method, build psychological safety, and lay the foundation for meaningful story making. From the iconic tower to the first encounter with metaphors, this episode is a deep dive into what makes workshops truly impactful. Michelle shares insights from over 15 years of experience, revealing why skipping the skills building phase is like removing the foundation from a house and expecting it to stand. So, whether you're a new facilitator or a seasoned pro, this episode is packed with practical reflections, subtle learnings, and that one message we all need to hear. Don't press the red button. Psst. And of course, the full video is available on YouTube and Spotify. Welcome to the Brix Boutique Hotel. Michelle, sometimes it's that we don't have a lot of time in a workshop. What do you think about just cutting off the skills building in the beginning? I mean, it's a waste of time, right? You
spend
1 hour, 1.5 hours, actually you're a little bit more than an hour. And you could save this time, right? And just dive directly into the workshop. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, I could joke around with you and say that's a wonderful idea. But actually it's not.
Why is that?
So, indeed. So we're talking about skills building.
Yeah, let's dive into
maybe,
that.
You know, for the listeners, you know, what is that skills building? You know, what are you doing?
What skills do you build?
You're going to build skills. What kind of skills? Well, the skills to literally make the transfer. Let's say it this way. Make the transfer from playing with Lego bricks to Lego Serious Play. So
the participants understand what Lego Serious Play is?
Yes.
That's what you want to say?
Yeah, and understand in terms of also have the experience. Yeah, so not only in terms of intelligence, understand it, but have that experience. Because one of the things we should say, if we do the full skills building, we will come to that, what the full skills building is. If you have a group of people who do a workshop with you, but they have never experienced this method, so they're there. They come into the room, they see that there are bricks in the room, they feel like, whoa, we're going to play with Lego today. That's maybe the starting point in terms of there are Lego bricks in the room, we're going to do something with them, but we have to take you on a little journey to go from playing with Lego bricks and building something that you might use to at home or whatever, to Lego Serious Play, where we use metaphors, where you engage in storytelling, where you use the models that you're going to build to explain your thoughts, et cetera, et cetera.
Slowly.
Whoa.
You're rushing. In fact, what you just did, you are rushing through the skills building.
Yeah, I try to explain, you know, why we need to do it.
So let's maybe see what it really is, what we do there.
Yeah. So we start with an exercise, which I like to do every time. I'm doing this now for over 15 years. And I never change the first exercise we do, that is to ask to build them a tower.
But why don't you build a chapel? Or church?
Or church, or whatever. Well, a couple of reasons for that. Well, let's keep it simple. Yeah, because building a church would mean that you need a lot of technical skills, you need a lot of bricks to create what you feel is a church about. Meaning...
Small church?
Small church, yeah.
No,
it could, you know, the thing is, like I said, you take people on a kind of a journey.
Yep.
So, of course, there could be people who say, you know, I'm going to use four bricks, you know, and put them together. I just say, this is a church, and that's it.
Which would work.
Yeah. if you can explain it, et cetera, et cetera. The thing is that it's not only about building or putting the bricks together. It's also creating for people an atmosphere of where they feel at ease. So you're going to build also during that period of skills building a surrounding where people open up. They feel at ease. They feel that they can contribute. It's not only about the technicalities of building with bricks. It is much more than that. I sometimes call it, you know, the process we go through, I call it the ladder of engagement.
Ooh.
Yes. Sorry for that. So it is also giving people the feeling that they can contribute, that they are there, that they actually can build something and tell stories. I always start with a tower. If you want to start with something else, that's fine. But why a tower? Because I know that everyone is capable of building a tower. And if you ask them to build a cathedral, well, it could be that one of two participants say, whoa, I'm stuck. You know, that would really be the wrong takeoff of a workshop. Everybody can build a tower, and also there, you know, I also reflect sometimes, you know, literally to your childhood. It's probably somewhere in your brain, somewhere hidden. As a child, when you're 1 year old, you know, you can't remember it actively, but the first thing you do as children is build towers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's fabulous, right?
Yeah.
You look at them and they build, and the older, when they get older, they take them down. And see how they fall down the towers and how they explode or the bricks fly around.
That's fun.
Yeah. So it's easy.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. In a way that everybody can do it. And the fun thing about the tower exercise is also that people immediately engage. They're focused for the time I give them, you know. And a lot of people, you know, after the time is finished, or let's, for instance, say 4 minutes, they get 4 minutes to build their tower, you know, then a kind of they look up and they look around to the other participants, you know, and they're like, what? You
know? Yeah.
They're surprised by the fact that everybody built their own tower, but they're so different. And that's also the moment in the skills building that we introduce the core process of Lego Serious Play, which means that we take them through four steps of building and sharing and asking questions about the model they built. And we do that kind of smoothly, you know, it just moves in as is. It is the most natural thing that happens. So people feel like, I did it, I built my tower. Yeah. They have a little bit of sometimes proudness of it, you know.
That's true.
I achieved it. They see the other towers, they listen to the stories of other people. And, you know, within the first 10 minutes of your workshop, people are actually already in the workshop itself.
I can contribute. I can build.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have people who never touch the bricks for any reason.
Right.
But it happens.
Yeah.
Even at home in Germany, I've seen this. I see this sometimes.
Absolutely.
And it's okay.
And that's also one of the things is that in building the first model altogether, where everybody can do it, everybody contributes, it also a kind of, you know, equalizes that playing field that if you're experienced or not, you know, if you build at home every day or you never build it, it doesn't matter when it comes to the creation and the story behind it. So immediately everybody has the feeling like, I can contribute. I'm not so impressed anymore by the fact that, you know, you're a pro in this. You know, I have my own story. And that's literally...
But you're not talking about you, you're talking about the other participants. That's what you meant.
The participants, they built. Just clarifying that one. Very good.
Yeah, Michel is not...
No. Well, actually, I'm not that much of a pro. People sometimes think, you know, that as a trainer, you know it all.
You can't know it all.
Yeah, you can't know it all. Yeah, so that's the first step. You know,
getting to know the bricks as well.
Getting to know the bricks.
A little bit. Yeah. Starting.
Literally
diving into
that feeling,
building.
Clutching the bricks again. And it's such a cool thing. But, Matthias, this is a but.
There's always a but.
There is always a but.
As long as it's not me, that's fine.
This is not the skills building. This is the start of the skills building. And we have colleagues in the field out there who feel, because of the time pressure or other reasons, that that's it. Now they're there. Now they know everything about Lego Serious Play. Yep. Now let's start with the workshop, nope, with the challenging question. Red button.
As always, either you do or you don't do it.
Yeah. Right?
So the next thing is building from instructions. So we give them a little, we give them instructions, and they are following, the participants follow the instructions, and they build a model.
That's
small
it.
Models.
Small models.
Again, not the cathedral, not the Il Duomo.
No, no.
In Milan. No, just a small model. So there they get to know the bricks more. They dive, they build up building skills, Lego building skills. What else do they do?
Yeah, and they accomplish something that is meant to be as shown in the instruction. There's a little bit of that feeling like, whoa, you know, I did this. That's fine. That's cool.
So not only I can contribute, well, I succeed.
You succeeded. And everybody does. If you're a pro or not, doesn't matter. You achieved it. The challenge thinking here is, and that's why we also introduced then, is, okay, now you have built something, but what is the meaning of this thing?
But this is the next step.
That's the next step.
Because in Lego Serious Play, we don't build things that look like something.
No.
We're building stories.
Yeah.
Stories of things which are intangible.
Yeah.
There's only two exceptions, which is the tower, which is the second model, where we build from instructions.
So we have something on the table, which probably for somebody looks like whatever. But the thing is, you know, if you would ask people what is it, they give different answers. But we want to move people up a kind of in their experience, in their diving into the method. So we give them an extra challenge after the instruction. They have to give this model a meaning by changing it. And we address a question, a challenge, of course, which could be different. We want to give them the challenge to change that model, depending on the questions you ask them, give it meaning and explain you literally the metaphor that you created.
And by the way, we spoke, I think in the first episode we did, actually the second episode, we spoke already about metaphors.
Yep.
And you promised me behind the scenes that we will do an episode about metaphors.
We will. Okay.
So we're turning it into a metaphor.
We're turning it into a metaphor.
Because metaphors are important in Lego Serious Play, but we will talk about this in another episode.
Correct. So let's not dive too much into what metaphors are. But it is, and again, the core process is repeated. Everybody tells their story about the meaning of this model that they created. Yep. And then we're almost there. Then we're almost there in terms of now you're literally in the middle or a little bit in the transition from moving, playing with bricks to understanding what this method is about.
Let me just add one more thing.
You're welcome.
Well, actually, adding one more thing always happens at the end. At least at Apple it did.
Okay.
But what is really interesting, I mean, like you said, with the metaphor, we are asking, of course, a complex question. It's challenging as well.
Challenging question,
And it's interesting. So how people already open up here. And they feel safe.
Absolutely.
Which is part of the skills building as well. But we will talk about this in a few minutes. But so really interesting how people already open up here. The third exercise, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
But this is not the end of the skills building.
No.
We have a fourth exercise.
We do. And actually, that is for still some people really a challenging exercise. Because now the thing is they only have bricks in front of them. They have no examples anymore. They have no instructions where they can change things or whatever. They have just a collection of bricks in front of them. And we ask them to build a model on a challenging question. They have to construct something now themselves. So literally they start with a brick, a first brick, and they're going to create something. And that's for some people really a challenge. But this is, you know, where we literally move into what is Lego Serious Play.
So a complex question could be, for example, what is a complex question for you? Which is, in fact, a complex question.
It is.
But you would not ask this in the skills building because it's a bit too complex, a bit too difficult.
No.
But it's something like that.
Yeah.
And we need to talk about the complex questions as well. I know you didn't want to do it today, but...
I didn't want to do it today. That's correct. That's correct.
Right. So another.
Yeah.
Another question.
Yeah, and generally, you know, we give them a little bit of, you know, a kind of space, you know, to think about things in saying, you know, build something either fantastic, something, you know, we call it ideal, you know, okay, something great, you know. Yep. So you can exaggerate, you know, it doesn't have to be accurate in terms of real, come up with something, wow, you know, use that wow factor. And there are some colleagues of mine who love to do the opposite, you know, just to build what they then call the nightmare situation. Yes. Of something. Oh, you're one of them. Okay.
Because I like when people exaggerate, because yeah, I have the feeling, and I might be wrong, but at least it feels like this for me, that it's easier for them, even if it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
But exaggerating, or ask them, exaggerate. The worst thing you can come up with.
The worst thing that you can think of. Yeah. So the point is here, you know, give them that possibility to create something, whatever, because you can't build wrong. But the thing is, over here, you create your own metaphor, therefore your own story, and you get a little bit more time to do it, so you can move into the details of things. But this is the moment where, you know, you're literally moving into what Lycoserious Play is about, is using metaphors to explain your thoughts or your ideas about a topic. And that's the last exercise we do in terms of skills building, making people ready for the real workshop. And it's a lovely exercise because you get really exciting stories on the table.
And typically it takes about an hour. I calculate an hour.
A couple of things there, as kind of technical remarks, depends, of course, on the group size. I mean, there's literally a difference between having four people in the room or 12. Yes. It's a technicality, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends also a little bit on the bricks that you offer to them, because, you know, within the Lycoserious Play method, we have a couple of sets that we can use also for the skills building.
Of course.
We have a set with over 200 bricks. We have a very small set. You can make a couple of remarks on that one, but fewer bricks. Fewer bricks means fewer time to build.
Oh, we have a set of close to 3,000 bricks as well.
We also have that one.
But we typically don't use this.
We typically don't use that as well.
For maybe, skills building, at least.
Yeah, and maybe that's also good to make that remark in terms of the skills building, because one of the settings that we also want to create in the skills building is that everybody starts with the same bricks.
Mm.
And so as we then say, we're equalizing the playing field. There's another dynamic in your rank or position within the group.
I know. I have two brothers. I know how this might feel.
My God. Good. Exactly.
Just having the feeling, saying, is it really the same?
Yeah.
Or if this brick looks nice. Right? This is what we have.
Exactly.
Right. So we don't want to have that.
We don't want to have that. We have two sets where they actually prepare to make sure that everybody has the same starting position. Yep. With the same bricks. But yes, so in a thorough way with a lot of bricks, it takes, depending on the group size, a max of an hour. There are a couple of possibilities for experienced facilitators to do it with a little back, a little bit faster. It depends a little bit, maybe your choice also, on what is the topic of your workshop, how much time do you actually have. But one of the things you never should do, and please take everyone who's in a professional way doing this, don't skip your skills building. Not only because of the three exercises we talked about, because the outcome of your workshop will improve so much more if you do a thorough skills building. Making a shortcut because you think you don't have the time, or for whatever other reason.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't create a better outcome. So put a little bit more time in your skills building, in your preparation. Do one exercise less in your workshop if you don't have the time, but your outcome will be so much more and so much better.
So we spoke about the four exercises.
Yeah.
What is the goal? The metaphors and the storytelling, or getting more secure in storytelling as well.
Yeah.
But There is a bit more reasons why we do the skills building.
Tell me.
The feeling of security. The feeling that I, like you said, I can't be wrong. I can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
I succeed
because
everything I do is right. No one questions my thoughts. No one interprets my thoughts. And no one says, that's wrong what you're saying.
Questions relate to a better understanding of things.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't understand what this bricks mean.
Yeah.
Or is there a meaning in a color or something like that? That's fair enough. We're not questioning the person. We're only asking questions to the model. So this gives this psychological safety. That's the word was that I was looking for. So we really feel the psychological safety. What else do we have?
Well, I don't know if it's already the wrap up, but the thing with the skills building is that, of course, through the exercises, they use the models, they use the bricks. It's literally about the skills and the tactile experience that you have. The real purpose of the skills building is indeed, like you said, that people feel safe, they open up, that they engage, that they feel appreciated, that there is curiosity in the room. That's the reason why you do skills building. And that doesn't stop with only building a tower. People also literally need time to go through that transition from playing with Lego bricks to Lego serious play. Not because of the 3 or 4 exercises we do with them, but because we need to create that atmosphere of trust and safety and engagement and imagination and et cetera, et cetera. So that if we move into the workshop, literally the outcome improves.
And one more thing is, as well, they get to know you as a facilitator.
Hey, yeah.
Because, and for me, that's really important. You are less strict, and I'm really strict on the rules. But after this hour, after the skills building, that's fine. People understand why I'm strict on the rules. And we just said in the Ententalk, the German podcast, we had Marc Rigolio, and he is from Union Investment. And he is actually talking about this. He was in the beginning when I'm always strict in the beginning, especially. And he's like, well, it's like, what is happening here? But he got it immediately. That this really helps the group.
Yep.
Especially with the psychological safety.
Oh, absolutely. I think we said it all.
I don't know if we said it all, but right now I don't have anything more to add.
Well, okay, let's do then a wrap-up of the skills building. Well, you already mentioned a lot of things, the safety and the engagement and the process. You got to know the people and the people got to know you, literally building on your skills. And just do it, please.
Have the psychological safety and do it, like you said, because this is your backbone.
Yeah.
And imagine, without having a backbone, I mean, it would be really weird.
Exactly.
Right? Like, it would be a bit like sitting on these chairs.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't like them, did you?
No.
No, okay.
But we have to change things.
Yes, that's what we do. Okay. So thank you. Matthias, thank you again.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I think it's really time that we rush off to the reception.
Again?
Someone has to do the work.
Hey, come on, I like to finish my day.
Okay.
Okay, you do the job.
I do the job. Have a great evening.
Oh, thank you so much. You too.
Bye.
Thank you for checking in at the Bricks Boutique Hotel today. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to hear more, subscribe to stay updated. If you'd like to explore more of what the Bricks Boutique Hotel has to offer, visit our website, bricksboutiquehotel.com. And remember, there's always a room for you at the Bricks Boutique Hotel.